Thanks to everyone for joining in. So we're going to unify everyone by command code. So 11, 21, 32, 53, 85, 13, 8, 34, 21, 55, 34, 89, 55, 144, 89, initiate unified field. Now, if everyone who's participating with this call can imagine their unified field going out and touching one of the other participants' unified field, we'll all be one large unified field of light for the Uraeus group to work with. You can bring a lot of leverage with a group like ours. We're going to use it. So how's everyone doing with the chaos node? One of the things that are going to be characteristic for this particular one will be a lot of news about things happening in the world, accelerations of climate change that are way ahead of the model. Large chunks of Antarctica are coming off that weren't scheduled to come off till mid-century, according to climate models. With this chaos node, you're accelerating your timeline, and that unfortunately means that certain effects of climate change that might have taken a little bit longer to come forth are going to be showing up sooner. So what we're going to concentrate on today is helping the Uraeus group anchor and maintain its stabilization grid. Now, stabilization grids won't stop extreme weather events. It won't stop earth changes, but it will help people, animals, and ecosystems hold together under the stress of rapid change. So it's stabilization, but it's not going to eliminate. It's just going to make it easier for everyone to deal with the changes. Now, this year there is going to be marked by a lot of record-breaking heat waves, a lot of extreme weather events. In the United States, the tornado numbers have gone off the chart. We expect it should be a rather active hurricane season, cyclone season this year in the Northern Hemisphere. And there may be more extreme floods and other types of issues occurring, as well as various seismic and volcanic events, geological events. So for this one, we're going to work with Uluru, or Ayers Rock, in Australia. This is because Ayers Rock is a very unique geological formation. It stands literally on top of a confluence of ley lines that, if you trace them all, will connect to every ley line on the planet. So when we do things like stabilization grids, or when you're trying in your own groups to do any kind of work for a planetary service level that is meant to affect the entire planet, you're going to want to start at Ayers Rock, because that's kind of like the jade pillow of the planet. And so imagine that rock rising up out of the desert, that big red rock with the flat tabletop. And if you look closely at it, you'll see there's a lot of ghosting old energy around it. It's the old energy made by the dream lines of the Aboriginal people that live there back in the old days, and all of the tourists have not yet rubbed it out. There's still a lot of power over many, many millennia that has been built into there by the human population that we're its steward. We're going to kind of piggyback on that energy to stretch it out over the whole planet from that point. And so imagine the large bubble of a unified field that all of you are creating collectively today. Stand on top of that large rock formation and settle the field around the entire rock and for dozens of feet underneath the surface at the base. We're going to enclose it. This is going to stabilize the energy that we put out. And we can also do diagnostics from this point. And with that, we can tell that there's a lot of instability on the planet that makes it, we would say, unbalanced. On your planet, a lot of the energy is weighted on the northern hemisphere. That is because a lot of the dense population centers are located there, but also because a lot of high technology is there. There's a lot more radio frequency signals on the northern hemisphere, and that creates a kind of energetic imbalance where you're top-heavy, so to speak, on the planet. This is going to be problematic when your planet experiences a pole shift, which is in process now, a magnetic pole shift. And so one of the things we'd like to do today is to pump energy into the southern hemisphere to counterbalance the top heavy weight of the northern hemisphere. So just imagine from the place where you're holding this sphere of light around Ayers Rock, that you're holding a bowl that fills with light, and this light is coming from the upper dimensions. It's going to go from Ayers Rock across the grid works of the southern hemisphere. This is going to help with some of the extreme events as well. You have to balance the whole planet to balance those things out first. Good. This light is going to be an incredible blue-green aquamarine color. It's going to move out from the field that you're holding into countless lines of light, pulsing out like a gridwork forming. And we're going to move this gridwork from east to west, covering the south pole as well, as if you were cupping the bottom of the planet in a gridwork of light, moving around the southern hemisphere, east to west, all the way around till it comes back to Ayers Rock. Let us proceed. If you want to goose a few kangaroos on the way, you don't mind. Get it all the way around as if it were a bowl coming up to cup the bottom part of the planet to give it support. And you'll see when you light up the lower grids that they seem weaker than the ones above the equator on the northern hemisphere. We're going to pulse that energy out until the bottom of the planet is glowing just as strongly, just as powerfully, equal to the energy moving in the northern hemisphere. Good. Holding focus. Good. Now that we have the energy balance more or less equalized, southern and northern, we're going to ask all of you to act as conduits for the energy that we are going to send through Ayers Rock to different points all over the planet to stabilize various changes that are occurring geologically, atmospherically, and this is right over the surface of the planet. No higher than about 15,000 feet or so, the highest peaks of the mountain ranges, 30,000 feet for some of them. But just above the top of the highest mountain peak, that's what we want it, hugging the planet really close. We're going to feed the silver energy of grace into our grid work here today. Hold your focus. We're going to allow that silver light to move over the entire planet in a meshwork of brilliant silver light. This infuses the energy of grace, which allows for a fresh start in the now moment, a temporary suspension of polarity. But it also has an effect of creating albedo, deflect some of the sun's rays from the planet to slow down the heating. It will be getting hotter on Earth year by year. But we are going to try to throttle it back so it's not quite as dramatic. Right now, a lot of the permafrost areas of the planet are emitting a great deal of methane, which is a concentrated greenhouse gas, which, though it is more short-term than excess carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, is something on the nature of four orders of magnitude more powerful when it comes to heat forcing. Because of the overall heating of the planet, some of this matter, which has been frozen for thousands of years, is now thawing enough for the microbes to break it down and create methane as a byproduct that is also pushing up here thermostat faster. We want to try to cool things off in the permafrost areas of the planet in the north and south, predominantly happening in Siberia and the northern Arctic at this point. Good. Keep holding focus. We're going to keep pouring energy in. We're also going to concentrate on the equator that runs through the middle of the globe, around, circumnavigate the globe. There is a bulge of the planet's equator that is causing an extra wobble in the axial tilt that is destabilizing things further in terms of your weather. We want you to visualize a belt of energy going around the middle part of the planet over the equator. bulge is caused by heat expansion of the waters there. The belt of energy is white light. The touch of blue, a very cold energy. Try to introduce the planet's consciousness to feeling cold in those areas. Remember, the planet herself is an entity, a conscious entity, and we can work her energy bodies just as the healer would work the energy bodies of an individual living creature. And so by introducing these rays, we're affecting the Earth's energy field. That includes her physical energy field, of course. We're going to put a cooling band of that white light with a touch of blue around the North Pole and around the South Pole. So you have all this beautiful turquoise grid work at the bottom. You have all of this white at the poles and in the band around the middle of the equator. Now we're going to pull our focus away from the surface of the planet to help maintain the consciousness grid works that are in the upper atmosphere. These are grids that specifically affect the consciousness levels of the inhabitants below, not just humans, but of all life. And we are going to feed the light of the energy of Liberty Elohim into these grids. And when we speak of liberty, we don't speak of physical, a kind of a narrow definition of physical liberty as defined by governments or by human philosophies. We're talking about liberty from the ways of the past, liberty from the limitations, liberty from old karma, divine liberation. True waking up of consciousness that allows all of us to be free from the illusions of limitation. Liberty from old ways of thinking, old ways of doing, old ways of knowing. Liberty of old ways of interacting with ourselves and others on the planet, with our species and other species on the planet, with life itself. Let the energy of Liberty Elohim flow. Good. Now we will ask you to hold the grid for us in your consciousness while we infuse it with the energy of divine victory. Victory flies over obstacles. Victory expands out of old limitation and old karma. Victory enables light of all light to lift you and help you to fly. Victory over the forces of entropy. Victory over the forces of hopelessness. Victory over the internalized death wish held in the human collective. If you've noticed, the number of individual suicides in your societies has increased dramatically in the last decade. So as above, so below. There is a collective suicidal pulse in the human race that needs to be healed if humanity is to continue on Earth. And so now we bring and invite in the mediation core using the grids that you are holding in place to work on the internalized death wish of humanity. Don't despair, victory is at hand. Liberty is at hand. Very good. Every one of you on this call and so many others who are not came here as a form of divine intervention in this lifetime. This internalized death wish started developing in the human species around the middle of last century, around the time of World War II, when the first atomic bombs were detonated on human populations. And it's been getting steadily more powerful ever since. Just as someone who is caught in the depths of despair and can't see their way out of it will attempt to destroy themselves in some way, there's a tendency towards this that it's gotten steadily more powerful in the human population since the 1940s. Many of you came into bodies to try to counter that as literally a suicide intervention. And you came here with your various gifts, abilities, skills, and talents to bring a physical point of contact in for your essences who all have skills in certain arenas, to work to shift the consciousness on the planet so that it could remain viable as a planet suitable for incarnation for your species and for the cetacean species. The cetaceans also have this issue, but it's because they don't feel in control of their environment. Humans feel it because they feel they're too much in control of their environment. So you have it at these two extremes. And there are cetacean light workers that are in their population that are working on that end. If you look out over the oceans of Earth, all the large bodies of water, the seas, oceans, you'll see that there's a grid work that's already strongly held in place by the cetacean community. Brilliant, clear, and absolutely lucid when you look at it. Around the populated terrestrial areas, it's a lot muddier. So among other things, when we do this work, we clean up the planetary grids over the terrestrial areas of the planet so they can match the nice, pretty ones the cetaceans have worked on for so long. Good. Now we're going to ask you to lift your collective unified field off of Ayers Rock and float up at the disk space and to pull back and spread that unified field that you are collectively holding. Surround the entire planet. Please hold while we transmit energy rays through your unified field into the upper consciousness grids of the planet. And from this perspective, we invite you to see yourselves and every bit of life here on the planet itself is inextricably entwined and connected as one organism with many aspects. As many cells are to the body, so are all the different varied forms of life on Earth to the planet herself. The planet loves to sustain life. It's what she was created to do. And on Earth, you are blessed with life in a multitude of forms. We're going to hold a group intention to foster an environment that supports life in all its forms, in all its permutations and expressions. Life is the driving force of all choice, of all expression, of all inspiration, of all action, all assimilation, all of it in service to life, which is synonymous with love, which is synonymous with God, which is synonymous with all that is. There is nothing else. And its imperative shapes the very planet you live upon. It is life, life from the very beginning that has shaped this planet, not the physical processes of Earth. It gave forth the place of life, but life itself that shaped it. Life is that underlying force that creates the physical universe. The life that we feel on the upper dimensions that seeks expression on the physical plane brings into being those places that can nurture us. All of it in service to the life force, in service to the Tao, in service to the evolution of all consciousness. You have no idea how much power that you hold when you come together in groups such as you are doing now. You are holding a space when you unify your fields and connect them to each other like this to be a tremendous node, a tremendous gateway through which energy and the energy of life itself can flow to support all of your projects here. Every one of you came in with certain skills and abilities to promote life, to promote the expansion and evolution of consciousness here. And you will be called on to the utmost to provide everything that you are in service to this. And for that we thank you. For that we send our love, and for that we send our constant support. Now, from your perspective surrounding the planet, imagine for yourself how it feels when you're standing in the sun and how the sun's rays touch your skin and how the cells of your body seem to open up to the light of that sun, much as the cells of a plant opens up to that greening power. Open yourself to the greening power of the sun that is the facilitator of life on Earth, life in many forms, life on other planets too, the life of other planets. And let this sphere that you have created around the planet magnify and exalt the energies of love that come in from the galactic core and course through your local sun, allowing the light beyond the light of the sun to bathe the planet in its glow. The light side, the day side, the night side too. This is the light beyond the light of the sun that stimulates all physical processes in the universe, and that brings stabilization energies from the central core of the galaxy. Your planet is out on a little spiral arm, but we assure you that it is totally known and not forgotten, and part of a galactic milieu of cultures of which you are not even yet aware. You are embedded in this culture, so much so that you cannot see it. You have support from us on other dimensions. More than that, you have support from all over the galaxy. The entire galaxy is going through a transformation. The entire Milky Way galaxy is moving towards the great attractor at the center of several galaxies in the universe. You're traveling through space at an unbelievable speed. But remember that your souls operate at the speed of light always. And when you take a body, you slow down into planetary time. And when you die, you move back into the speed of the light from which you came. We want to thank you for being starseeds on this earth. We want to thank you for your service here. Yay, guys. Good work. Talk about the big picture, huh? You guys like it. Okay, guys, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Talk to you guys next month.